We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, health-conscious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Morang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Telerán Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subahtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotov, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the mayor of Cape Town, South Africa, pledges to help the disadvantaged. In eco news, Indian students invent a green bicycle. In animal rights news, activists in Germany speak out for our co-inhabitants. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 19th, is the birthday of award-winning Singaporean sculptor Miss Han Sai Por. She is well known for her amazing works in stone which reflect natural objects such as seeds, trees, and other flora. Miss Han's artistic creations have been exhibited internationally, with some on permanent display in hotels, libraries, and transit stations in Singapore. In addition, parks in Malaysia, Japan, the United States, and the United Kingdom are home to some of her remarkable pieces. For her exceptional talent and achievements, Miss Han was honored with the 1995 Cultural Medallion of Singapore. Our sincere appreciation, Miss Han Sai Por, for your gifts of beauty to the world. We wish you a most delightful birthday celebrated with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Fires still raging in Russia's Far East. Despite having extinguished 10 blazes in the previous 24 hours, firefighters were still battling 26 forest fires in the region as of Sunday, July 17th. With tundra fires having engulfed over 5,500 hectares, more than 700 personnel with 15 aircraft and other equipment were working to extinguish the flames. Officials have cautioned people to avoid careless actions that spark blazes amid the dry and hot summer weather, saying that they are trying to prevent an event similar to last summer when a heat wave set off massive fires that displaced thousands and killed many who became vulnerable to the resulting smog. Our appreciation, firefighting personnel, for your courageous efforts as we pray for the protection of all in the affected areas. May such disastrous conditions soon be alleviated through humanity's gentler, earth-caring ways.
Earthquakes hit United States, Indonesia, Vanuatu, Russia, New Zealand, and Formosa or Taiwan. On Saturday, July 16th, a 6.1 magnitude quake occurred in Alaska's Aleutian Island region in the U.S., 70 kilometers southwest of Sand Point. Before dawn on Sunday, a tremor of magnitude 5.8 struck Indonesia's Barat Daya Islands, 382 kilometers south of Ambon. Also that morning, in the South Pacific, the island nation of Vanuatu was jolted by a quake registering 5.5 on the Richter scale, 76 kilometers north of Izangul. Russia was then shaken by a magnitude 5.7 tremor in the Lake Baikal region, 131 kilometers northeast of Ulan-Ude, capital city of the Republic of Buryatia. On Sunday as well, in New Zealand, a 4.8 magnitude quake struck 92 kilometers southeast of Raoul Island. Elsewhere in the nation, aftershocks continued to rattle Christchurch with a magnitude 4.2 tremor striking in the night, followed by one of magnitude 3.7 on Monday morning. On Monday evening, a quake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale hit off the coast of Formosa, 86 kilometers southeast of Hualien. There were fortunately no immediate reports of damage or injury from any of the events. With gratefulness for the security of those in the quake-shaken regions, we pray that such distressing events are soon a thing of the past as our kinder lifestyles foster a safe and stabilized ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
xa đồng dương dài chào sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tâm hồ bơi sông lướt túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ chưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao loạn tiếng thế chìm mau ra đồng dương dài chào sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tâm hồ bơi sông nước túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ chưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao chớp loạn tiếng thế chìm mau loạn ôi con thơ ở lại mẹ đã nát tan ai thương dùm con tôi đừng giết chúng
still save the planet. Day 554. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. The demand for true reforms that provide improved lives of greater dignity, respect, and opportunity for all fellow country persons continues as people gather in nations that include Bahrain, Egypt, Georgia, Israel, Jordan, Libya, Pakistan, Palestine, Serbia, Sudan, Syria, Ukraine, United Kingdom, and Yemen.
United Kingdom. On Sunday, July 17, Scotland Yard Chief Sir Paul Stevenson, Britain's most senior police official, resigned, followed on Monday by Deputy Commissioner John Yates, both stepping down over widespread criticism of how they handled the investigation into the now-shut-down News of the World phone hacking scandal. Following their resignations, Prime Minister David Cameron announced he would shorten a trip to South Africa to return to the UK for an emergency meeting of Parliament on the matter. Meanwhile, with detectives saying they have identified 3,700 potential phone hacking victims, the Independent Police Complaints Commission has been appointed to specifically probe the resigned officials, as well as investigate police corruption associated with the phone hacking in the wake of allegations that police were paid to provide information to News of the World journalists.
Serbia. Citing lack of evidence, a Hungarian court on Monday found Nazi war crime suspect Sandor Capiro, now 97 years of age, innocent of charges that he was involved in the 1942 killing of several thousand Jewish, Roma, and Serbian people who perished in what became known as the Novi Sad massacre.
Ukraine and Georgia. On Monday, three members of the Ukrainian activist group Femen were attacked by a security guard as they gathered on the steps of the Georgian embassy in Kiev to protest the arrest of three photographers in the Georgian capital Tbilisi. The Georgian embassy later apologized and said it had dismissed the guard. Meanwhile, in Georgia, a group of independent newspapers also made a statement about the arrests as they went to press without pictures, printing the word protest in block letters in place of the photographs.
Israel and Palestine. Around 2,000 people, including Israelis and Palestinians, marched together on Friday, July 15th, through the Arab neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah, calling for the United Nations to recognize Palestine as an independent state based on 1967 borders.
On Monday, various Palestine-based press reported that three Palestinians near their home on Monday were attacked by Israeli settlers with batons and knives, severely injuring two. Meanwhile, a report released by Israeli human rights group B'Tselem found that 835 Palestinian youths have been arrested by Israeli forces for stone throwing between 2005 and 2010, saying that the Israeli military law applied to these Palestinian minors does not offer the same protection as Israeli and international law. The group also stated that of the 835 arrested, 93% have received jail time, with 19 of those incarcerated being 12 and 13-year-olds.
Egypt. Following a meeting with the Supreme Council of Armed Forces on Saturday, dozens of protesters in Cairo's Tahrir Square renewed a hunger strike begun on July 10th, saying that the recent change in cabinet members is not the same as meaningful policy change, which they point out still has not occurred. Pakistan and the United States. Pakistan and UK-based human rights attorneys have launched legal proceedings against former US Central Intelligence Agency legal counsel John Rizzo on behalf of the Pakistani relatives of citizens killed by unmanned US drone airstrikes, which have been conducted in Pakistan since 2004. During his time in office, Mr. Rizzo gave legal approval for the strikes. However, lawyers for the victims' families state the use of such weapons outside a declared combat zone is in fact illegal.
Sudan. A confidential United Nations report, obtained by the UK-based Guardian and published on Saturday, states that in the conflict-stricken disputed border region between Sudan and newly formed South Sudan, the Sudanese government has been engaging in daily aerial bombings of civilian areas and summary executions, with specific targeting of the dark-skinned people that has resulted in the disappearance or killing of at least 3,000 since the beginning of June. The report also states that the attacks have completely blocked the ability of the UN to fulfill its basic peacekeeping mission.
Bahrain. The Al-Wefaq Party announced on Sunday that it was pulling out of the National Reconciliation Dialogue, saying that the government is not serious about addressing the demands of the people. The group's representative went on to say that its proposals were being ignored and stated, "We have tried, but without success, to make it a serious dialogue."
U.S.-based Human Rights Watch has called on Bahraini authorities to halt the prosecution of 48 medical doctors and nurses currently on trial in a closed-door military tribunal. They are also urging for a stop to the harassment of medical personnel, as well as the removal of security forces from healthcare centers and fair trials for those accused of serious crimes.
Jordan. Dozens of Jordanian citizens rallied against security forces' brutal treatment last Friday of journalists who suffered bruises and fractures after being beaten while reporting on a protest event. Speaking out against the attack, the parliament's lower house called for a probe into the journalists' mistreatment.
Syria. According to the activist group Local Coordination Committees in Syria, security forces surrounded the town of Al-Bukamal on Sunday with tanks, the day after dozens of soldiers defected and joined pro-democracy demonstrators when security forces and non-uniformed armed men reportedly killed one protester and injured five others. One resident of the town who spoke from Damascus said that it would be a mistake for the army to enter the city as the people want democratic, peaceful change, not a civil war. Syrian troops also on Sunday detained dozens of residents as they arrived in the town of Zabadani near the Lebanese border.
In addition, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Monday that 30 citizens were killed within 24 hours in the city of Homs in the first reported clashes among religious sects since protests began 4 months ago. Meanwhile, Qatar, which had been a main supporter of Syria, on Monday withdrew its embassy from Syria's capital, Damascus.
Yemen. On Monday, at least two Yemeni protesters were killed and at least seven wounded in two separate clashes in Sana'a between citizens for and against President Ali Abdullah Saleh.
As we mourn the precious lives lost and the distress of the injured and many others, we pray for the strife in all countries to subside, with citizens everywhere deciding to live in shared safety, dignity, and peace.
Praise for soldiers who walk away from battle. During a July 16th video conference with Supreme Master Television staff, Supreme Master Ching Hai was asked to speak about soldiers who follow their conscience by refusing orders to fire upon other soldiers or sometimes even innocent, unarmed citizens. Supreme Master Ching Hai lauded their bravery while expressing immense sympathy for all soldiers who unsuspectingly join an army, only to become caught for very long periods in the vicious cycle of violence.
The defecting soldiers from war of any kind or from violent group of any kind should be applauded and given medals, Medal of Peace. Not those who kill, but those who defect, who refuse to kill should be given Medal of Peace because they're courageous. They dare to go against mighty, erring law and power. Yes, they know they could be killed, but they dare oppose it. They know they could be in prison, but they dare stand up for their belief, principle. War would stop if we all refused to participate in any killing of humans and animals. I applaud these defecting people. They are my heroes.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for lovingly encouraging the soldiers and everyone to lay down their arms and walk the path of nonviolence. May the day be soon when peace and true justice prevails for all beings, as our shared wish for peace is seen through our actions.
To find out more about the real spiritual consequences in this life and the next of involvement in warlike activities, please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Vedantunkal Lake Bird Sanctuary in India's Tamil Nadu state, home to over 40,000 birds as the oldest water bird sanctuary in the country, reports massive avian deaths in the season ending in June 2011 for reasons that appear to include excessive heat and pollution.
Save our planet. The city of Sydney, Australia, registers shock at a first ever occurrence of the deadly Hendra virus, a highly lethal disease that affects horses and humans with no medical cure, as 12 horses have now perished and 8 people infected so far, with the disease thought to be spreading south in part due to the effects of climate change.
Hiya, everyone. I'm Mirabeau.
Hi there. I'm Laguna.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
We're eating delectable vegan foods for a diet of peace.
We have a tip to share on yams, and would you believe there are at least 200 varieties of them?
Yams have an earthy sweet taste. They are a good source of fiber, potassium, vitamin C, manganese, and vitamin B6.
Roasting is the best way to maintain nutrients. Yams are delicious eaten on their own or with vegan butter or soya sauce. They can also be sliced and added to stir fries or with mixed vegetables as a side dish.
Thank you for watching and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Here's the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, a South African mayor pledges to help the disadvantaged. The Honourable Patricia de Lille, Mayor of Cape Town, is focused on providing assistance for the homeless through offering basic services and the creation of jobs. She said the town will work towards bettering the lives of the underprivileged based on five principles: opportunity, safety, care, inclusivity, and efficiency. Our thankfulness, the Honourable Patricia de Lille, for your thoughtful initiative and commitment to those in need. May all your fellow Cape Town citizens be blessed with love-filled homes and secure futures.
In eco news, an environmentally friendly bicycle makes green transportation convenient. Four mechanical engineering students of Srinivas Institute of Technology in Mangalore, India, have developed a dual-powered bicycle. It converts rotational energy from pedaling into electricity that is stored in a battery for later use. In addition, the bike created by Ms. U. Aditi, Mr. Ajaya R. Pai, Mr. Dharmesh Patel, and Mr. Nakul A. Raichura is fitted with a solar panel to generate electricity. This is also reserved in the battery. Fully charged, which will require about 6 hours using the solar panel, the bicycle can operate on electricity for 20 kilometers. Kudos, Srinivas Institute of Technology students, for your outstanding invention. May innovations such as these lead us closer to more sustainable and verdant planet. Up next are noteworthy news. Activists in Germany call for a kind treatment of our animal friends. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme NASA Television for more helpful news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebratory news for a rejoicing world. In animal rights news, activists speak out for our co-inhabitants in Cologne, Germany. Hundreds of caring individuals participated in the Your Voice for the Voiceless event to raise awareness about the treatment of our fellow beings. It was organized by the Animal Time Association in cooperation with Students for Animals, both Germany-based animal welfare groups. Various booths displayed how a compassionate vegan lifestyle not only helps our animal co-inhabitants, but is also fun, healthy and the best for our Mother Earth.
Jedes Mal, wenn wir eben anstatt Fleisch speisen, rein pflanzlich speisen, sorgen wir eben dafür, dass praktisch diese Nachfrage nach Fleisch nicht erzeugt wird. Wäre gut für die Tiere, aber vor allem auch für den Planeten, die Gesundheit, die eigene. Es ist sehr, sehr wichtig, kein Fleisch zu essen. Diesen Klimawandel können wir nur aufhalten, wenn sehr, sehr viele Menschen da mitmachen.
Delicious vegan food was served to encourage the adoption of plant-based eating. In addition, a walk through the city was held to inform about the connection between animal cruelty and consumption habits, and how a vegan lifestyle is a benevolent alternative. Our association members were part of the procession, carrying an SOS banner. Moreover, there were speeches, music and theater performances by school children.
Eine vegane Ernährung, die hat ja so vielfältige Vorteile, sei es für den Klimaschutz, für den Schutz der Regenwälder, für die globale Gerechtigkeit, für den Welthunger und insbesondere natürlich für den Schutz der Tiere.
Das ist sehr wichtig, dass wir Mitgefühl für unsere Mitgeschöpfe zeigen und das dann auch aktiv leben. Sei vegan, leb grün, um den Planeten zu retten.
Ich hoffe eigentlich, dass der ganze Planet vegan wird. Sei vegan, leb grün, um den Planeten zu retten.
Bravo Animal Time Association and Students for Animals for planning this gathering and for your commitment to promoting kindness. May all join the growing number of vegans to ensure a future of peace and love for our world.
Let's enjoy some lighthearted humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Marriage Secret.
Some people ask the secret of our long marriage. We take time to go to a restaurant 2 times a week, a little candlelight dinner, soft music, and a slow walk home. She goes Wednesday, I go Saturday.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, I am one of people in the world who is touched by your teachings. I believe that it is a miracle and blessing from heaven above that momentarily in a dire situation, the only thing that I could remember was one of your statements, more noble life. It was like a thin flashing light inside. From that moment, I became vegetarian and vegan later. I want to say my sincerest gratitude for so many things you have taught me, even just by indirect contact. You are my sun, my moon, and my star who always gives me light at every chance and every situation. It is because of you I know the truth and redefine the way I'm supposed to behave. Thank you, Master, from the deepest corner of my heart for your warmth and your abundant love. I hope someday I can be one of your disciples. Sincerely yours, Aditya from Yogyakarta, Indonesia.
Hi Aditya, it is great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Precious Aditya, your heartfelt note was a joy to receive. It is wonderful news that you are now following the vegan diet. You are most welcome to reconnect to your inner treasure through meditation on the celestial light and sound. One of our representatives can be in contact. May heaven bless you and all the loving people of Indonesia. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May faith, love, and wisdom always be our guides in life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With just 12 months to London's hosting of the UK's 2012 Summer Olympic Games, venues such as the Olympic Stadium are now standing ready as other preparations continue, including a series of test sporting events with previews for excited fans.
accompanied by the vessel Ocean 6, China's titanium-hulled submersible Xiaolong, named after the mythological water dragon, is descending with her three crew members to a test depth of 5,000 meters below the Pacific Ocean, with a goal of reaching 7,000 meters as the second deepest such dive in history.
With approval of the National Assembly, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez retains his authority as the country's head of state as he travels to Cuba for chemotherapy following a tumor removal performed there earlier this year, after assuring the nation of his soon return.
As Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari visits Tehran, Iran, to meet with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the two discuss the continued development of a natural gas pipeline from Iran to Pakistan, as well as plans for electricity transfer and other expanded trade opportunities.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.